I would like to recognize all Inuit across our four regions who have participated in the truth-telling events, who have led the process on behalf of all those who can't speak and all those who are no longer with us. This is very important to us, and for us to be a part of this process will be something that will be meaningful not just to my generation, my children's generation, but for all generations to come. And it is wonderful to be part of something that is forward-looking. Here we are today talking about the future of our work together and the great promises that have been made. And I don't want to repeat all the things that have been said today, but I will talk a bit about truth and about reconciliation and how it has affected Inuit and how I would imagine it has affected all Indigenous people in Canada. The truth that we now have in these volumes and the truth that has been said over the course of this entire process should change us. It should reach our heart. Those horrible things that have happened to those that we love should affect us, not just today, but throughout the entirety of our lives and how we live our lives. We've also recognized that part of the truth is that the way that we are today, our society, our communities, is affected by the truth of the residential school era. This is very important, and it isn't a truth that has been recognized enough. And I am happy to see that it has been a major part in the discussion about what today actually means. Then we get to reconciliation. And in our lives, as Indigenous peoples or as Inuit, we have to reconcile every single day. And whether it is about residential schools or many other things that have happened to our society over the past 60 years, we live it day to day. And the opposite of reconciliation is often conflict. And whether it's our relationship with ourselves, whether it's our family members, whether it's our community, either we are reconciling or we are in conflict with. There is very little peace. There is love. There is this middle space that isn't reconciliation and isn't conflict. But we are fighting every day to hold on. And often we find ourselves in the part of resolving why it is we are the way we are, why our families treat us the way we do sometimes, why we have to work together to overcome challenges instead of meet new opportunities. And so hopefully this work is going to build that middle space for Indigenous people in Canada, for Inuit in Canada, for love, for peace, for a society that does not have to worry about why it is the way it is, but just celebrates the specialness and the beauty of who we are as Inuit and as Indigenous peoples. Then it comes to the discussion about Canada and reconciliation. And we have the same dynamic of those of us who are reaching out to Canada for reconciliation and the amazing work that's been done by the Commission and all those who've supported the Commissioners and all the work. And then we have the conflict that we know exists between Indigenous peoples and Canada itself. And then we have this middle space. And the middle space is much larger. And what is it filled with right now? Indifference, a little bit of empathy, a little bit of love. What will we do with that large middle space between conflict and resolution? We'll be fighting for resolution or reconciliation, but for what? For a Canada in the future that can have in its core, in its center, a respect, a mutual respect for its Indigenous peoples and all Canadians, respecting the rightful role that we play and the fact that we make Canada better. we make Canada more diverse. Our languages, our cultures, our societies, they make Canada the wonderful place that it is. But we have to fight for that. And for Inuit, we've been fighting for that since we've mobilized in the 1970s, and we will continue to fight for that. And we thank the work that has been done here to help us in that fight. But I think we all have a part to play in that larger world that we all can dream of today. Nakumik.